Well, first of all, I'm not retired.
Hello?
Is this about Medicare?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Hi, I'm calling.
Can you hear me? That's the question.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
I am calling you. I am calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Living in your household, work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station.
Wait a minute, you just asked me what?
Yeah, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes? No.
I've been a registered voter since 1977. I vote in every major election.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? These are your options. White, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race.
Black.
Thank you. And one sec. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Here are the options. Definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote.
Definitely.
Thank you. And what is your age?
65.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10. How would you rate it?
10.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that you that way about your motivation to vote?
My motivation is I don't want Trump to be our president again. I think that's motivation enough for me.
Okay. Could you please repeat it one more time?
I said my motivation is to not have Trump in office for another term. That's my motivation.
One second. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? Democrat, Republican, independent, other?
Definitely Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Here are the options. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better? staying about the same or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
How many of those do I choose from?
Two.
Racism and crime against my people. Don't like it. And the economy.
Okay, one second. Could you please
I can barely hear you now. It's like your voice is going out.
Okay, what about now? Is it better?
Now it's better, yes.
Okay, could you please repeat your choices one more time?
Racism and violence. And the economy.
Thank you.
Now, I believe that will be... Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. A scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not
in between.
Feel particularly warm. Yes, that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Now, Republicans in Congress.
How do I feel about them?
Yeah, how would you rate it from 0 to 100?
40.
Jill Stein.
When you disagree with somebody, that don't mean you hate them. You see what I'm saying? In some case.
Okay. Now, Jill Stein.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. Jill Stein.
Okay. Who is that?
Well, if you don't, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can also say so.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Now, Kamala Harris.
Of course.
And, yeah, now, here what you have to do is, you have to rate your feelings towards some people in the
100. 100. Kamala Harris, 100. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
90.
Thank you. Project 2025.
Never heard of it, 0.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote if you are undecided? Please say so. Here's a
Kamala Harris.
Candidate.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Retaining to what? Of course. Yes. Yes. Do I divulge what I know or what I've read?
Okay, just me one second. Yes, now it says, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
That's my answer was yes.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable. Thank you. What have you read, seen, or heard?
What have I heard or read?
Yeah. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Well, I felt like, number one, I felt like he could have, in a timely fashion, got in contact with the people that were murdered in Philadelphia when he was shot. In a timely fashion, then. Like, the same day or the next day, when someone dies, my family's in that business, so I know what I'm talking about. You need your condolences like ASAP, I feel, okay? Number two, going back to Philadelphia to talk about what? It makes me more unfavorable. What talk about what? And I'll say this, when your own kind try to take you out, that's a problem. Your own kind. No other race, your own kind. Republican, Caucasian, your own kind. Because, see, my people live with that every day. When your own kind take you out. So when your own kind got a problem with you, that's a problem for the world. And I don't remember him, and I've been reading about Donald Trump for quite some time, before he was an elected official, about building a wall. Kamala or Biden couldn't stop him from building a wall because he never built one. Building a partial wall is not building a wall. So I'm unfavorable for things of that nature.
Okay. All right, thank you. And now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
And the politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, and for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If you want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change.
10.
Thank you.
Favorable. 10.
Thank you. All right. Next one. What kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead, to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about.
10. Favorable.
Thank you. Moving to the next one. Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. And marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. And as Senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and champion legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families.
In the state of California. But yes, favorable.
Okay.
10.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving to the last one. Housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority.
10.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. Here are the options again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, Cornel West, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, undecided.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. Again, I hate to, I know you didn't ask me this, but I registered voter since I was 18. I'm 65. I voted since President Carter. So.
Okay, thank you.
Every major election since 1977.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often. Often. Not often. Not at all.
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram?
YouTube, because I don't have YouTube.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate from college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
From college and a associate's degree from a technical school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, no.
No. No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal? Somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal. I would say very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever?
I would say twice a month.
Never.
Twice a month.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white? Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half.
It might
half,
be half and half where I live. It's changing up, it's getting more darker. So, what it is.
Okay.
When I moved there, it was like more lily white. Now, it's getting a little bit dark over there in my neighborhood, so I'm going to say 60-40. And that means black, the ratio is black 60, white 40.
All right, so here are the options again. Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, none at all.
Less than half.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, they are darker people over there, sir, but that's why I had to say it. I don't know. Go ahead. Go with the next question.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, suburban, rural. From Atlanta, what would you consider 30 miles east of Atlanta? Would that be considered rural or suburban? Because I don't even know. Urban is more like close to the city. Rural is like way in the country. So, suburbs, suburban.
Thank you.
I'm going to choose suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes, no.
No. Everybody was born here.
Okay.
Is that right?
Were. Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Did you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no.
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
What was I going to say to you? Don't hang up yet and see. Buenas noches. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah,
see?
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
There you fuck.